Good morning, beloved. Psalm 119, verses 81 through 88 say, "My soul longs for your salvation. I hope in your word. My eyes long for your promise. I ask, when will you comfort me? For I have become like a wineskin in the smoke, yet I have not forgotten your statutes. How long must your servant endure? When will you judge those who persecute me? The insolent have dug pitfalls for me. They do not live according to your law. All your commandments are sure. They persecute me with falsehood. Help me. They have almost made an end of me on earth, but I have not forsaken your precepts. In your steadfast love, give me life, that I may keep the testimonies of your mouth." God, we thank you for Psalm 119. So many times, the idea of your word, your statutes, your precepts, and your commandments are just resounding hope for a people who are undergoing despair. God, even in hearing David Powelson talk about this passage, about ultimately it's not a passage about the word of God, it's about the suffering of people. And it's how they cope with suffering wisely and well. And that solution comes in your word, in your commandments, in your precepts, and in your statutes. God, today, for the people of Zambia who are undergoing situations that make the things that were written by Israelites thousands of years ago feel like they are expressing the exact sentiment of their days, I pray that people in Zambia would be comforted with the sweetness of knowing in your steadfast love you give life. That the testimonies of your mouth, what you did when you created the world by your power, what you did when you redeemed Israel out of Egypt by your power, what you did in raising Jesus Christ from the dead out by your power, those things would actually enable your people to endure well. Please, Lord God, help your church. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great day, beloved.